Yes, Sharna, before you go, I also have a question about the evaluations. Mm-hmm. Are people trying to standardize these evaluations? I heard somebody say KPFA had a very good form, and I know T has done some evaluations already.
I can
speak to that if you like. This is Nathan, for those of you who don't know me yet. We, as a national staff and the sort of management of all the stations, have talked about that from time to time, trying to standardize the evals. But I think the stations are actually rather interested in having sort of their own processes in some way. I have eight or ten different eval processes that are used around community and public radio, and I share those with any program directors that are interested in them. KPFT is the most recent station to put together an eval process, and I think probably has the most thorough one I've seen. It's really good. KPFA, I haven't seen theirs for a while, and I know Sasha was talking about making some tweaks to it, but it's pretty good too. I know Armando has been working on it off and on, but I'm not sure where it stands right now.
Soraya, talk about the KPFA programming, because I was involved in it and we've been getting reports. We've been having lots of problems, actually, about that. The management is trying to control everything about programming. They haven't met. She's trying to make the programming council just a body who has no power, and that's how they all feel, especially when the unpaid staff are attacked. They are not recognized by LimLim. 60% of the programmings are done by the unpaid staff. Somebody like Sharam Aghamir and a bunch of other people who've been in programming for a long time, they are very disappointed, and things are going very bad. Actually, the evaluation process, that's how they canceled our labor collective. It's done very unjustly. Everybody scratched each other's back. And the people who are on programming council, they have their own programming, so they vote for each other. And I had made a suggestion that should be eliminated in such a way. It should be people who are not involved in that. And
I agree with that. That's a problem on our programming board, too.
I'd like to go back to the point I was trying to make.
Sure.
The next agenda, that we get an update on where all the stations are on the evaluation process.
Right.
What, if any, work they have done on New Voices. And third, and, you know, I think, what exactly is the nature of the program council at each station? Because they seem to vary a lot. Some are LSV committees that have authority with regard to programming. Others, like ours, are LSV committees that are oversight committees, and there's a management advisory interim program council. If we could get a take on that, I think it would help us start to think about, you know, how to discuss some of these programming issues more.
Well, I can commit to that from A. I'm on our council.
Okay, but
I'm from T.
Oh, Stacy. Yeah.
What I'm asking is that we try, and I don't know, Nathan, if you can help us out on this, that we try and get a report from every station on where they are. And Nathan, for your information, the KPFK evaluation.
Where is that now? It's been a while since I checked in.
Being done now, we're at the self-evaluation phase, and basically Armando pretty much took what the KPFT three phase one was. And
cool.
We're starting with self-evaluations. But I think it's critical for us to move forward on the national programming policy that we spend so much time on, now to figure out how to start implementing those things. And the first step, to me, is to find out, well, how has each station structured their program councils, program committees, and what are their authorities? We should, you know, maybe
this
start
is George. I think that's an excellent idea.
And I'm sorry, but I really have to go off. I'm fading fast here.
Sharna, if I could just get a slight amount of clarity before you go, and I hope you feel better soon. I got your email earlier. I'm sorry to hear that. But probably asking for kind of three things that I can probably get info relatively quickly. What stations, where are they right now with program evaluations? Where are they with New Voices bringing in new voices, whatever that.
Any plan to start implementing in new voices.
Gotcha. Okay. And also, how is each station structured in terms of its program decision making flow with program councils and program committees?
Exactly.
Okay. I can probably pull that together.
Oh, great. Thanks, Nathan. And maybe, Rob, maybe we could put that on a report on that in the agenda and sort of use that as a kicking off point.
Yes, Nathan.
Yeah. Rob, can I ask what else we have on the agenda, how much longer we're going to be on? Because I'm faced myself
and
have an early...
Actually, nothing else on the agenda. I see no reason to prolong the discussion.
Rob, this is Stacy from...
I'd like to ask that either Nathan or the individual stations forward what was asked for just before then about what is actually being done about evaluation and what kind of structure is there for evaluating at all the stations by email. So by the time we get to the next meeting, we'll have a sense of what's actually happening around the network.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. Rob, this is Margaret. I'm going to have to sign off.
Mm-hmm. Good night, Margaret.
Hi, Rob. This is Freya. I just, one suggestion. Is there a way, because it has been problematic for something like you mentioned with Malcolm X, we have May Day coming up. There's no way we could fit anything in. And I have a experience with, we had developed a very extensive report about Katrina disaster about 2-3 years ago, and plus about Martin Luther King's Day.
Mm-hmm.
1 hour before the show aired, we heard from the management that we can't do it because they were playing, you know, Persian music and the internet and the Martin Luther King's Day. So we have to have one slot for such a important days that those producers don't have to have their show. We should have a guideline, like May Day, Martin Luther King Day, and, you know, all the important issues.
In my view, every day, you know, in Pacifica, every day in history should have something about the struggles of women and workers and black people and Latinos and Native Americans. This is what we're about, but we don't do that.
Yes, exactly.
That's
I have to say BAI does do that.
That's part of our policy, but the stations are not interested in doing that. So the question is, how can we find a positive way of getting the stations to take a look at that?
Do it to the paid.
Hmm?
Do it to the paid.
I'm sorry.
Paycheck, you get a paycheck, you no longer get to talk about, you know, when we take you off here.
What's that?
I said if you're getting a paycheck, you don't get to complain when we take you off the air. You get to have a day off.
Was the other...
Right.
For the issue we had this last year, we were told we cannot mention anything on the air regarding a demonstration against the war. Which case should be about
what?
Yes.
If I could clarify, I actually was CC'd on some of those emails. I just wanted to clarify. I actually was CC'd on a number of those emails. So the way it was phrased... And this is, you know, I mean, you can take issue with it or not, but our call was that you couldn't do a call to action, you know, sort of like, go to this demonstration, run, walk, you know, that kind of thing. You can mention
it. Why not? Because they do that for music, and people go to a music concert, they get drunk, they could get killed. It was really absurd.
Right.
And the attacks on programmers like Francisco Herrera here.
That's censorship.
Right.
You know,
actually, I can,
it's lots of censorship is going on.
The legal reason for that is, and that is that that when you're doing a music show, you can say, hey, and that, you know, guy's having a concert. Now, if you're telling people about concerts out of your normal calendar, say like a calendar of events, and you aren't playing the music and you're not interviewing someone, you could literally get in trouble for promoting a commercial event.
No, wait. You can tell people. This is Stacy from KPFT.
Yes.
It's perfectly legal to tell people that
right.
there is a protest going on downtown.
Right.
Yeah. The only thing that you can't say is, I want everybody to go down to the protest right now.
That doesn't mean this is a great
protest.
Can I finish what I was saying, which is it's called Plugola, and that's not true. In fact, if you go around mentioning your friend's concerts, you know, surreptitiously throughout your show with no actual connection to the programming, you are possibly in violation. Secondly, when it comes to a protest, the way you do it is very sly. You say something like, I'm going to be at the protest tomorrow over here, and, you know, I just hope I see some of my friends.
And how we need to evaluate, we check this out. Many of the music programmers, they have their own producing company, and they're promoting, they're getting lots of money out of KPFA, and they don't donate a single penny. We have done that study about 3-4 years ago. There are many of them at KPFA, and they promote their own things, their own concerts.
Yeah, they have to identify.
They get money. And nobody's evaluating and checking on that.
That's poor management.
Yes.
I'm sorry, this is Stacy from KPFT, and I've got to go.
Thank you, Stacy. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay, I think we have...
Have we lost our quorum and our purpose?
Our quorum and our purpose.
No, I think that we have to discuss some issues down the road, but I think that we've spent the time that we need, and I'd like to call the meeting to adjourn.
Second.
Yes.
You have a wonderful night all.
Thank you for joining us in spite of your courier work. It was nice to meet you.
We'll talk more later.
I will talk to you guys at the next meeting, if not sooner. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ian.
Thanks.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Nathan, for your help.
Rob,
thank you.